During the next 2 years, the number of staff at Guelph Police Service is proposed to grow by nearly 11 people. That's the one of the main drivers behind proposed police budget increases of 3.73% and 5.57% in 2022 and 2023 respectively. Pending City Council's approval, Chief Gord Kobe explained the plan is to hire 3 people to implement the body-worn cameras program, managing the collected data and getting it to the courts and/or Crown prosecutors, along with a health and safety coordinator next year, with another 0.75 position to support human resources. "We are mindful ours is a tax-supported budget," commented Kobe, adding the additional staff is needed in order to deliver body-worn cameras on a permanent basis, and that the other positions are intended to help keep overtime costs down. No new officers are proposed for 2022, though there are 4 in the budget for 2023, along with 2 more civilian positions. As pointed out by Kaun Leanne Karen, the provincial heads and beds funding for municipalities with major institutions, such as a university, has not increased since 1984, while the cost of policing university-related events has risen. That money is intended to help offset the fact universities don't pay income taxes. "It continues to be something we advocate for," Treasurer Tara Baker said of increased provincial funding. The 2022 base GPS operating budget sits at $1.92 million more than in 2021, which is largely attributed to contract wage increases. The base budget for 2023 is an additional $3 million, again largely related to contractual commitments. In addition to new positions, the police board is also asking for permission to hold on to more of any surpluses it may realize. At the moment, GPS can keep 1% of its budget in reserve, but it's asking for permission to raise that to 5%. The increase wouldn't impact property tax levels, Kobe noted, explaining it's intended to mitigate any potential losses or changes to provincial grants that may come as a result of multi-year city budgets.